Highway 61 runs through the heart of the Mississippi Delta, past endless rows of cotton and soybean fields, past acres of catfish ponds, and a couple of dinosaurs.
Well, there didn't nobody have anything to look at down through here. So I thought I'd be something to draw attention.
It was 1984. West Bobo knew there would be a lot of traffic on Route 61, people driving from Memphis to New Orleans for the World's Fair. So using his son's coloring book as a model, he bent and welded hundreds of pieces of scrap iron discarded by a local factory into a 13.5-foot-high Allosaurus and a 20-foot-long Triceratops.
Well, I think I put this Egremont on the map. That's where we live at.
West Bobo's dinosaurs have been recognized by the National Museum of American Art and the State Historical Museum. They've also been known to cause a few unsuspecting drivers to nearly crash.
They just run off the road, but they don't ever wreck. It was a lot of fun just to not watch them.
The dinosaurs and a 13-foot-high giraffe stand guard over a small white shack, Bobo Ceramics, where Wes's wife, Virginia, makes and sells an assortment of painted ceramic and plaster figurines, Santa Clauses and angels mostly, and whatever Wes happens to create. Here, he's working on one of the sculptures he makes from copper scraps and driftwood collected from the banks of the Mississippi River. Short and stocky, with shoulder-length curly brown hair, a few days' growth beard, and wearing blue jeans and a dirty white t-shirt, Bobo aims his blowtorch at a copper leaf, and with a few squirts from a spray bottle, the copper turns blue, then purple, then green.
The water cools it off the color you want it.
There are certain times of the month when Bobo won't work with copper. He says it has something to do with the lunar cycle.
Moon's got to be right, it won't color. And it's the last half of the last quarter and the first half of the first quarter. It won't work. You have to see the blue and the purple and all that in it. You can't get that in there. It'll just be black. I got it a little too hot.
It's hard to classify Wes Bobo's art. In fact, he doesn't even consider himself an artist.
Folks say I am, but I don't claim to be one.
Here in the Delta, Wes Bobo is known less for his art and more for his mechanical know-how. When he was 7, he was building lawnmower engines. His teachers would have him fix their appliances at home, but they never diagnosed his dyslexia. So Bobo never made it out of grammar school. Now 55, he still can't read and write.
But I can count, and I can use numbers, and I can read blueprints.
And he can build just about anything.
A lot of stuff that I can build that don't nobody else mess with. you folks used to come to me and ask me, could I do something? Now they just come and ask me how long it's going to take. So I'm getting better, I guess.
Is there anything you can't make?
Money. I can't make money much.
By day, Bobo fixes roads for the county, a job he says that pays for just the grocery and light bills. He worked nearly 25 years as a mechanic for the county school district. During that time, he routinely modified Chevrolet bus transmissions, building and adding a part that kept third gear from slipping. But he never bothered to patent the invention. 20 years later, General Motors did. Bobo made this drill press in his garage out of a lawnmower transmission, a trailer jack, and part of a cotton planter.
All this was thrown away.
His garage is packed with salvage junk. Old gears, wheels, generators, compressors, TV sets, tools, and fan belts of various sizes.
You don't never know when you're gonna need a belt.
His front yard is strewn with old lawnmowers, air conditioners, refrigerators, washers, and dryers.
Thanksgiving, my refrigerator broke. And I didn't get upset or nothing, so I just come out back, got me a motor and built it, took it in there and put it in my refrigerator, and it's been working ever since. So, I mean, that's why I don't throw nothing away, because tomorrow I might need it.
Bobo's wife, Virginia, has tried to get rid of a few things. The first attempt occurred about 10 years ago.
I don't like all this junk as well as Wes does. So me and somebody, we got out there with a bulldozer and dug a hole and buried it. And Wes had to dig it out. I thought he didn't hurt anybody, but he was upset. But I've just learned if we're going to put up with Wes, we got to put up with this junk, okay?
Artist, mechanic, engineer, inventor, and junk collector Wes Bobo lives on Highway 61 in Egremont, Mississippi, 5 miles south of Rolling Fork.
Got about 3-4 sets of good rims. Nothing to put them on.
I'm Dan Collison.
And all's wrong with that Suburban is the windshield's busted. It's got a new engine in it. All them air conditioning over yonder folks give me. Most of them works.